Hello, and welcome to an Ear on Oracle podcast from SearchOracle.com. I'm Barney Beal, news director. Today we're speaking with Ari Kaplan, president of the IOUG, the Independent Oracle Users Group, who's going to give us a bit of a preview about what's coming next at the Collaborate conference being held next month in Denver. All right, Ari, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Maybe you could start off just kind of giving us a description of the IOUG. What's your mission? What's your membership these days?
Sure. The IOUG is the Independent Oracle User Group. We have over 20,000 members that are really focused on the technology and database of Oracle. And we have a lot of year-round activities. And coming up is the special Collaborate event, which is co-located with two other user groups, OAUG and Quest. That's our flagship event of the year. And also I could talk on the podcast about other year-round benefits.
Sure. Well, why don't you, maybe you could start telling us a little bit kind of the thinking behind Collaborate, how it differs from Open World.
Sure. So Open World is run by Oracle Corporation, and the Collaborate event is independent of Oracle in that it's run for and by the end users. So you'll see users sharing best practices, customers getting up there and explaining what worked, what didn't, special interest groups on different slices like high availability or Oracle Rack, Stellant, Hyperion, and so on. And Oracle will be participating in everything from Charles Phillips, president of Oracle, giving a keynote to a lot of Oracle executives. But whereas Oracle Open World is largely Oracle, with the minority being user-based sessions, this is the converse. It's largely user-based with a minority of Oracle sessions. So there's a time and place for both, and hopefully people can attend both and get tremendous value.
So what are some of the hot topics this year?
Well, there's a lot. There's several hundred educational sessions. So a lot of it is on the Oracle 11G database that recently came out. A lot of it is on new technology that Oracle's either developed with their own internal R&D or acquired. So Oracle's acquired over 40 companies in the last couple of years. So it's a great way to come and understand what are these new solutions, how do they fit into my environment potentially, how can I use them. So two to call out specifically are Stellant and Hyperion. We're having almost mini conference within a conference. So with Hyperion, we have over 100 sessions. The keynote is John Kopke, who's the SVP of Performance Management, Global Business Unit at Oracle. And with Stellant, another large Oracle acquisition, we're having over 30 sessions and hands-on labs and things like that. Also, a focus on Java. There's going to be a large number of Java, high availability with Oracle Real Application Clustering, security. Those are going to be a lot of the educational content. Also, the day before, there's Day of Educational, where you have opportunities for hands-on, special interest groups, things like that.
Well, you mentioned the large number of acquisitions that Oracle's been through in the past couple of years. Can you talk a little bit about whether they have their own user groups, how you're incorporating them? How does that tie in with Collaborate itself?
Sure. So with the 30-plus acquisitions, it's a little mixture of each. Oracle is looking to instead of having hundreds of user groups, they're looking to have the user groups align with one of the major pre-existing user groups. So with IOUG, it's typically the technology type of companies that are now aligning with the IOUG and becoming actually a part of the IOUG. And with applications like the J.D. Edwards and so on are aligning with generally the OAUG, Oracle Application User Group, or the Quest user group. So throughout time, you're probably going to see most of the acquisitions align themselves and get absorbed by some of the major user groups, such as IOUG.
So do you see a future where there's only three user groups kind of under the Oracle umbrella, or how do you think that might play out?
Well, there's always going to be a lot more than the three. There's the slices of the product lines, and then there's slices of geography. So you're still going to have regional user groups. You're going to have, like in America, you have based on states. In Europe, you have based on country. But in terms of the IOUG and the others, the larger ones, you're probably going to see a few fewer but larger umbrella type of organizations. But there'll always be a place for regional user groups, so people can network in person throughout the year, or go to the large events on an annual basis. And so far, that's worked very well. We at IOUG have partnerships with dozens of what we call regional user groups, and the vast majority of our membership is also a member of their local regional group. So there's a nice alignment and bi-directional benefit.
Well, so you mentioned Database 11G, which is obviously kind of on the top of the mind for a lot of users out there. What's been the reaction from your membership, and what are the things they're curious about? What are the things they might find out this next month?
Yeah, so the launch, the official launch of the database was last July. So it's been bad with math, but 9 months or so since the official launch. So a lot of customers have already started adopting Oracle Database 11G in their environments for various reasons. So a lot of the interest will be hearing from actual customers. What did they incorporate? What worked? What didn't work? What were some of the catches? Things like direct NFS, how much improved performance do you get from 11G in certain environments? So people are really anticipating talking to the experts, talking to actual customers that have implemented it. So I know there's a lot of excitement where the last collaborate event, the 11G wasn't released yet. People were just curious to find what are the features. Now that's shifting to, should I implement 11G now? Should I wait? What are some of the key features and immediate benefits I might see? And how long and what are the challenges of doing the install?
Sure. And what have you heard so far in terms of how the upgrade has gone for those people who've already been through it?
Well, IOUG's been a leader in the early beta program, so we've had a lot of our volunteers and a lot of our customers work closely with Oracle throughout the beta process. So from an early stage, we've been able to tell that the 11G, the first release, is really stable. And I know I'm the president of IOUG, but that's why I encourage people to talk to their peers and see how it really is. It was a very, very smooth upgrade process, very smooth release, not really any significant bugs. If there were, you would be hearing about it on the blogs and the message boards and the press. So far what we're hearing is it does what it says, and if you could use or if you need certain of the functionality, then it's a fairly smooth process.
All right, and I guess another thing that's really been on the top of mind of more on the applications user side is Fusion, and particularly how it relates to Oracle's AIA initiative. Can you talk a little bit about what people might expect to hear in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you never know exactly what's going to be announced at the Charles Phillips keynote, but in terms of the Fusion, that's a huge area of interest. And really, when you say Fusion, there's two major aspects. One is the Fusion applications, kind of what you're saying with AIA, where what will the next iteration of Oracle's applications be? Will Oracle require people to upgrade and so on? So at Oracle Open World last year, Larry Ellison, Charles Phillips, they debuted and showcased what the first modules of the Fusion applications will look like. So that was very exciting. And then at the Collaborate over the last couple of years, Charles Phillips has been talking about the Applications Unlimited and the role that Oracle will have in continuing to support the PeopleSoft and Siebel, JD Edwards applications as they stand today, but will continue to do the innovation and the re-architecting of the applications for when Fusion truly comes out. So that's one side of the equation, are the Fusion applications. The other side are the Fusion technology, which is a suite of solutions that truly exist today. This is what the Oracle application suite is going to be based on. But today, the functionality in the middleware, Fusion development tools, Fusion application server, and so on, that's real solutions based on SOA, based on XML, based on the open standards that I think will get a lot of attention as well. So there's been a lot of what they say Fusion confusion out there, but going to the Collaborate event and talking to product managers, talking and seeing actual cases of implementation of Fusion middleware, I think will answer a lot of questions. It's one of those things where you can talk about it for hours, but just seeing the Fusion technology, Fusion middleware in action and Fusion applications in action just answers a lot of questions right away.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of resources at Collaborate, and it's a big show. What about for people that may not be able to make the show next month? Where can they turn to find this sort of information?
Well, joining up with IOUG, joining up with a regional user group, it's a big emphasis that this is not just a one-time deal where there's a Collaborate event and then everything goes away for a year. On the contrary, we have a very strong special interest group. So belonging to those, you get frequent emails, frequent webcasts. Online, there's what we call the Library of Oracle Knowledge. That's all at IOUG.org. So you have a repository of the best and the brightest nuggets of information out there, PowerPoints, white papers, podcasts, webcasts, all of that is online. And beyond that, the IOUG prints a journal called the Select Journal that our members rate as one of the top two benefits. And that's year-round as well. So just what you'd expect, online content, web-based interaction, partnerships with regional user groups where, by and large, each region is different, but usually they're once per quarter. And those are some of the ways to stay active. And we also have something called Open, which is our online exchange. It's similar to like a MySpace, LinkedIn, but for IOUG and Oracle professionals. So another way to stay in contact and reach out to other people in the network to share best practices. If you are having problems upgrading, if you're having a question about security, the Open is a great way to interact online.
All right, Ari, this has been helpful. Maybe you could tell us what you're looking forward to yourself at Collaborate.
Well, I always look forward to seeing people, catching up with old friends that I might not have seen before, but I really enjoy networking with the overall user community and kind of your curiosity. I'm also curious how people are going with the 11G upgrade and how people are really scaling out massive infrastructures using Oracle technology.
All right. Well, any final words of advice for listeners?
No, just thank you for your time. I hope to see you there. And if not, just visit the website, IOUG.org, and just good luck to everybody in your usage of Oracle technology with your company.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Ari. SearchOracle.com will be covering all the news from Collaborate next month, so be sure to check back for that. Thanks very much.